I call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement to order at 12 p.m. in the Frankie Sutapapa President's Conference Room and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. The secretary will call the roll.
All righty, Chair Issa,
Present.
Vice Chair Moore,
Vice
Vice
Chair,
Chair
I
Moore.
can't hear you.
Is
Present
she
on the
present? Okay, perfect. Senator Castro,
Present over Zoom.
Senator Evans,
Present over Zoom.
Senator Moss,
Present.
Senator Packard,
Present.
and Senator Taparito.
Present over Zoom.
Quorum is present.
Moving down to agenda item 4, public comment. We'll start with the Zoom. Is there any public comment over the Zoom? Seeing no public comment over the Zoom, is there any public comment in person? Please say your name and position for the record.
Senator Vegas, Director of Minnesota and Center for Engagement. First of all, congratulations on your meeting. Second, at some point over the summer, Mr. Chair, if it would be possible for my staff and I to come in and do a presentation over the historical democratic civic engagement efforts that have unfolded, I would really appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any more public comment?
Nope.
Seeing no public comments, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of. It's moving down to agenda item 6, reports. So we were supposed to receive a report from Director of Government Affairs, Kennedy Taylor, but she has not sent me one as of right now. So we'll be moving on to agenda item 7, old business. We'll be doing our liaison adoptions for Nevada political officers. So last time that we did this, we did this whole process where you nominated yourself or someone else. I'm just going to have it so it's just like committees where you just make a motion to add yourself to position. So does anyone want to make a motion to add themselves to the Nevada liaison office position? Senator Moss.
I move to place myself on the liaison position of Nevada political officers for unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been agreed to. Congratulations, Senator Moss. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8, new business. There's no new business at this moment. Moving on to agenda item 9A, we'll start with liaison changes and additions. So I added this addition to the agenda just in case anyone for some reason doesn't want to be with a current liaison position. If you do want to change your liaison position, I would recommend you please talk to me first before we make any sort of changes in committee. So and we've only had these positions for maybe I think 2 or 3 weeks now, so I don't expect you to have any changes, but does anyone want to change their liaison position at this time?
Point of information.
Yes.
Would you have to, since I don't have a liaison position, because I just joined.
Oh, right. Okay. Right, Senator Saporito. Actually, give me just one moment. All right, so Senator Saporito and I talked, and since he's a new member of this committee and he does not have a current liaison position, that I would remove myself from my second liaison position, Office of Service Learning and Engagement, and instead assign it to Senator Saporito. So I'm going to make a motion to remove myself from that liaison position. I motion to remove myself from the liaison position of Office of Service Learning and Engagement through unanimous consent.
Move or seconded.
Second by Senator Moss, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the motion has been agreed to. Are there any anyone want to, Alexander, you want to add yourself?
Yes. I motion to place myself on the liaison position of Office of Serving, Learning, and Engagement through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Moss, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been agreed to. Moving on to agenda item 9B, committee member reports. So I added this to our agenda as a way for committee members to go ahead and give any reports they want on their updates with their liaison contacts and so forth, or just anything else they want to say as members of this committee. So does anyone have a report this time? Okay, well, I do have a report. So just one quick thing. I sent it in the box. I have a brand new committee expectation sheet that I expect all members of this committee to follow. Just a brief overview. I have an absence and tardiness policy and a policy on having biweekly meetings with myself, just to give my just to go ahead and update me on projects with their liaison contacts, or if you have any ideas for the committee, I would love for you to share it with me. And I also have, of course, a meeting with your liaison contacts as well. And as well as expectations for preparing for meetings. So again, that's in the box. I'll go ahead and share it on the Teams group chat as well, so that we could go ahead and give it an overview at your earliest convenience. I'd really appreciate it if you guys go ahead and follow these expectations, just so our meetings can go as smoothly as possible, and we could go ahead and do the work of the students in an effective manner. So with that being said, we'll be moving on to agenda item 10, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing no comments or announcements, we're moving on to agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? I'll start with the Zoom. Seeing no public comment on the Zoom, is there any public comment in person? Please say your name and position for the record.
Thank you, Chair. Luisa Aguilar, Associate Director, Student Government. Just wanted to apologize on behalf of Director Kennedy. She's busy with the wrap-up of legislation there in the last 6 days, so I apologize she hasn't been.
All right, thank you very much. Is there any more public comment? Seeing no more public comments, we'll be moving on to agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement at 12:07 p.m. in the Rita Lata Senate Chambers, and or, sorry, in the Frankie Sudapapa President's Conference Room and on Zoom. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.